We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kufchav Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Kufchav Gimel Amud Aleph. And the first word of the line is Shaita. It's the second word of the line, three lines from the bottom, Baymine Abba Khalifa. Zogdimar, Baymine Abba Khalifa Kuruya Mereb Chiba Abba. Abba Khalifa Kuruya asks the Shaila from Chiba Abba, and Kuruya pastors a city. He's Abba Khalifa from the city of Kuruya. He asked the Shaila from Rabbi Chiba Abba. What was the Shaila? That we find when the Edom went up to Mitzrayim together with Yaakov, it says there was Shivan Nafesh, which actually included Yosef and his two sons. But it says when it counts up all the Shvatim and the children, it says Leah, family of Leah was 33. If you count it up, it's only 32. And so we're missing from 70. It's only 69. We're missing one. Who was the 70th? That was the Shiloh. Abba Khalifa asked Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Abba answered Amalei, "Tu Ma'isa, Em Dina, Dechsev Eis Dina Bitoi." That Dina had a twin, and that twin is the 70th person. El Miata, if the S Dina Bitoi is according to Marba, a twin, Tu Ma'isa also with Binyamin. And Binyamin, Dechsev says in the pasuk on Daf now after Chukimah on base, Ves Binyamin Achiv Benimai. It says the S Binyamin Achiv Benimai. So you see that there's a lashon of the S over there. So like upon him, it's got an exact lush on the pasuk. The pasuk really is, but saying over Yara is Biyam and Achiv and Imai. But like upon him, it says not this but S. But like upon him, you see there's all twins. So we're not counting twins. So Rav Chiya said, "You're right. You should look at my teretz. I'll tell you the real teretz." I didn't want to tell it right away because I wanted to be chaviv. I wanted to be special. So Omar, my girl is tava used to be yadi. But I had a special diamond. I had a good pshat, and I wanted to really hide it. He was just telling this to him because he wanted to make how special it was, give him suspense. You know what the pshat is? You know who the 70th person was? Zuya Chaved. This is a Chaved. She rosa v'derech. She that her mother became pregnant with her on the way. Leidasa v'enachan. She was born between the walls. Shneimer says in the pasuk. The whole pasuk reads v'shem eishes amram yecheved bas levi as yodo oisa levi b'mitzrayim. Eloshen yodo oisa mashma leidasa b'mitzrayim ve'en heros b'mitzrayim. Her birth was in Mitzrayim, but not. She was not. Her pregnancy was not in Mitzrayim. And she's born Ben Achaimus, and she's the 70th one. So the Baita Nachashayla, Baita Nagara, the Boyimine, Rav Chel, Rav Shmuel, Rav Chendi. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vikash Yod, Rachel, Yosef. It says that when Rachel had Yosef, what says Baita in the Pasuk, Vim Yaakov, Elova, Shalachaini, Velchel, Mokom, Rahim, Yularati, is Baita in the Pasuk that Yaakov tells Lova, you know what, I'm ready to go back. Yosef was born. And Mark's question is, My Shtak is Yal Yosef, what's the episode? Because Yosef was born, now you're ready to go back, Omalei. Ra'a Yaakov Vinu, She'en Zareh Shel Esav, Nimser V'yad Zareh Shel Yosef. Yaakov did not want to go back because he's scared that Esav is going to kill him. But he knew, Beruach HaKodesh, that once Yosef is born, he does not have to be scared of Esav anymore. And therefore he's ready to return back from Lavan. Ra'a Yaakov Vinu, She'en Zareh Shel Esav, Nimser V'yad Zareh Shel Yosef. Shneimer says in the Pasuk in Avadia, V'hoye Beis Yaakov Esav, Beis Yosef L'hova, Beis Esav L'kash. And only after you have Beis Yosef Lahava, is it possible to win over and to be victorious over Esau. So that's the pshat. Break the Marakasha, Esau, you master Akasha. It says a pasuk by David HaMelech when he attacked Amalekim. It says, V'yakim David Mahaneshev at the Erev L'machrosam. It sounds like David himself destroyed Amalekim without being from having in him Zerah Yosef. He's from Zerah Yehuda. I need Yosef to attack Esav, Amalek is Esav, Amalei. So he answers, Shmuel HaKohen answers back. He says, you never learned Ksuvim. The Akarach Neviya, Lo Yikarach Ksuvi. The Chesiv says the Pasuk Divrei Yom, Belechtoi El Tziklog, Noflu Olav, that when he went to Tziklog to fight, he got an extra reinforcements from Menashe. Who came from Menashe? Adnach, V'Yoizelved, V'Diyael, Michoel, V'Yoizelved, V'Elui, V'Tzilsoi, Rosh Allah from Shalom Menashe. So he's Taka, he had Menashe. It wasn't himself. Don't remember himself. He had Menashe also. Whereas another Kasha. Vesvei, Rav Yosef, Umihem Ebnei Shimon, Hochu Lahar Seir, Anoshim Chomish Meis. Another Kasha. This Kasha is from a Pasuk that says that the Bnei Shimon tacked Har Seir and doesn't sound like any Bnei Yosef were there. Umihem Ebnei Shimon, Hochu Lahem Seir, Anoshim Chomish Meis, Upalt U. Platio, Naryo, Urefoyo, Vuzio, Ne Yishiv Roisho, Vyaku, Sherry, Saplatla, Molly Gracious, Shomali, Marze. So Mara says, Sisi didn't have any Bnei Menashe, and still, Bnei Yosef still worked on a Rav Rashila, Yishi. It says in the Pasuk, Yishi, Yishi was from Menashe. Bnei Menashe, Asi. But the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Bnei Menashe, Chayfer, V'Yishi. Actually, there's no exact Pasuk that says Bnei Menashe, Chayfer, V'Yishi, but the other Pasuk that we had, that you have in Dibra Yom, you have Mashal brings down, says, Bnei Chatzi, Shev Menashe, V'Eli Rosh, V'Yosef, V'Yifer, V'Yishi, is a Pasuk similar to that, and that's what we're referring to. We said for Yishi, it means the Bnei Menashe. Ad Ka, the Sugya Agarata, and after this starts the Sugya of Pishnayim Beroyu, if you take Beroyu over Muchsik, and we'll make a scholar over here. Tanu Rabbana, we learned in our Braisa. So this is, we know that a Bechor takes a double portion. But we darshan from the Pasuk Bechol Ashi Yemotze Loi, that it has to be something that the father had in his possession. Then you get double. But something you don't have in his possession, yeah, you don't get Pishnayim. Now, exactly to be Magdir, what's in the category of Royu, is a big machloikis, and that's a discussion of the following Brice and the following few blat. Tanu Rabbana, Habachar Noitel Pishnayim, Habachar gets Pishnayim, Bizroya over Lechayayim Vekeva. What are these things? These are Matnas Kuhuna, and when someone shechs the animal, he has to give the Zeroya and the Lechayayim Vekeva. This is like the part of the arm, and part of the jaw, and part of the stomach. They go to the Kohen. Now here, if the Bechor gets Pishnayim, what does that mean exactly? When was this? If the father had it, so it's Pasha. The father doesn't have it yet, so the Yisrael who shechs it gives it to any Kohen he wants. So what exactly are we talking about? The Gemara is going to discuss. What does it mean if Bechor takes Pishnayim in the Zeroya of Lechayim Akeva? Next halach of the Brayso, so the Mekudashim, that the Bechor gets double portion in the Mekudashim. Again, this needs explanation because Hektish doesn't belong to you. And another halach is, V'shvach sheshofku ha'nechosim la'acha misaviyim. If you had nechosim and it got better, so you also get Pishnayim. What the Brayso explains what type of shvach are we talking about, referring to? Ketzav. Nich la'maviyim paro. The far leftover a paro that B'shas, when he died, it was rented out, either mechukeres or mushkeres. The Rashbam learns mechukeres means it's rented out for half machzis schar, and mushkeres means that it was rented out for a set amount, a price. Mechukeres means that he gets half the profits, the father getting half the profits. Mushkeres means it was rented out for a set amount of rent per month. B'yad acher. So halach is, in that rent and that schar, the mechukar gets pishnayim. Oy, hoisaroye ba'afar. Or it was pasturing in the plains, and the yolda, and had a baby. So also, that's also called shvach that happened by itself. It's improvements that happened to the estate by itself. The bechor noita bishnayim. The bechor takes double. Aval, if before they split up the estate, the brothers went ahead and made capital improvements and put in piping and housing and whatever it is. Bonobatim and Otokrobim, they built houses, they made vineyards, and now it's worth triple the price. That ain't Bechor Noit Vishnayim. It's not like double in that shvach, because that shvach that the brothers did, why in the world should he get double in that? Ad Kan, this price. And we have to explain this price. So the first thing we want to explain is the Zeroya V'Lachayim V'Akeva. The Mara says like this. Hi, Azeroya V'Lachayim Akeva, that was saying the Bechor gets Vishnayim, Hechidom, what exactly is the case? Ida Osudei Avuyon, if already it was given to the father, so Pshita, why shouldn't the Bechor take Vishnayim? It's not worse than any other Nechasim. The father has his Nechasim ready. Ida Loi Osudei Avuyon, if it didn't come to the father's hand yet, then it's Pasha Zeroyahu. Ain't a Bechor not Vishnayim, Beroyahu Kimuchse. That's Pasha, not take Vishnayim. That he got it afterwards, of course that's nothing. And besides the point, it's possible that if the guy gives it afterwards, he's giving it to the Yisoyman. He's not giving it to the father anyway, but the Gemara doesn't even ask that. Even if you say somehow he's giving it to the father after the father's dead, it's Royu. And the Bechor is not taking Pishnayim with that. So what exactly is the case that the Bechor is double in Zeroya Chayim Vakeva? So Gemara says, Hachab Mekire Kahuna Askina. We're talking about over here, this father was a person who always got presents from that Yisrael. And the Rashbam learns that every time he took matanas, he was zeichet for the father, and he can't even be chayzer. Tosh learns he could be chayzer if he wants, but it's not the right thing to do because this is a matanam wa'etes, So once he says he gives it to you, he can't be chayz. But in any case, it was something that was expected. Something that was expected. And the shtachim chayavun. And they got shechted in the father's lifetime. So now, these matanas, they weren't separated yet. But it's ki'ilu, it belongs to the father already. And that's where it gets doubled. And this man, the Yama holds, kusavar matanas shaloi humu kirishum redami. And it must be, because if not, what's the chiddush, like the Rashbam explains? The chiddush is that this Tana Ol, that even though they didn't separate the Israel Chaim Kever, it's Kilu separated, and Kilu already went to the father, and therefore the Bechor gets Mishnayim, because Kilu went to the father already. Kilu is in his possession already. And therefore he gets double in that. He gets double portion in the Zeroya Chaim Kever. The price goes further and says, Mukudoshim, the Bechor gets double. It doesn't belong to the father. Mekudoshim is hektish. And even if you want to say that it's kachum kalim, which doesn't have me'ilah, but still, does not belong to the father. So Mara says, no, we're going with kachum kalim and libra de Rav Yisai Aglili. Don't mind by the way. There's a good from our pasuk that the kachum kalim, before it's shechted, it's considered mamim bailim, and you can cash issue with it. It's considered your money. Dafka kachum kalim, why? Because kachum kalim by shlomim, even after you shechted, it goes partly to the Mizbeach, partly to the Kehanim, and partly to the Bailim. The time limit in the price. So it says in the Torah about Shavuos HaPekodim, someone denies that he took something or that he's safekeeping something, he makes a Shavuos, there's a whole carbon, an Asham that comes with that. So Mala Mala Bashem, it says, Kichos Bamisa. What's Mala Mala Bashem? What's Asham Bashem? It comes, the Rav is Kachem Kalim. It's coming to Marib Kachem Kalim. That's what it says. That's basically what it says. To teach us that Shehain Mamoin Bailim, that's Kim Mamoin the Rabbi Yisrael. And theoretically, Kachem Kalim is then like Mamoin of the Bailim. Therefore, if he dies and leaves over Kachem Kalim before Shechita, the Bechor takes Pishnai. After Shechita already, and let's say after Shechita, now they get that meat, that's Kesidim Shulchan Kavoy Kazahu, and there is no halacha of Mamoin Bailim in such a case. So Adkan, the first two cases of rises, Royal Chaim Akeva and Makadoshim. So Royal Chaim Akeva talking about Makiri Kuna, and Makadoshim talking about Kachu Kalim, and according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and we will stop over here. Metshem, the next shir, we will start from the halacha of Mechukeres and Mechukeres from Menachem Aviyim.